Life Audio.
Hey, sis, and welcome to Inside Out with Courtney. It's a podcast that helps thousands of women all around the globe, just like you, grow in Christ, character, calling, career, and community. Join me, along with occasional guests, as we talk about biblical truths, overcoming issues of life as Christian women, while also being encouraged and equipped for every good work as we await the return of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Courtney Richard, and after a quick commercial break, we'll get ready to start growing from the inside out.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, again, welcome to the show. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about what to do when you feel really weary. And I just want to tell you that I know exactly what this feels like. For me, sometimes it makes me just want to drop all of the balls, right? But then, you know, as Kingdom kids, we know we can't do that, even though we may seem really, really tired, you know, really depleted, feeling like we're just drained. But I'm going to talk about some of the things that we can do. I'm going to talk about some biblical, you know, some scriptures that I can share with you, but also I'm going to share some practical ways of what to do when you are feeling like totally exhausted. And, you know, I like to break down words. And so the word that I'm going to break down today is the word weary, since we're talking about weariness, right? So weary means exhausted in strength, endurance, vigor, and freshness. And so I'm going to talk about some ways to just, you know, be invigorated again, to be refreshed, but also to really recognize where you are and maybe how to take some of the load off. So without further delay, we're going to go ahead and get started. Now, one of the things that I want to do before we jump into all of the tips is I want to encourage you just right from the gate. And I want to encourage you with the word. Yep, we already know what weariness is, but I want to encourage you with the actual word of God. And so if you are feeling exhausted, depleted, drained, like I just don't know how to keep going on, then I want to encourage you with Galatians 6:9. And I know that this is a very popular verse, but I think it's really, really encouraging. And it's a good reminder when we just feel like, I just want to fall out. I just want to just let everything go. Or I'm just exhausted with all of the things that I'm going through in my life. And so it tells us, don't grow weary in well-doing. For in due season, we will reap if we faint not. That's right. So don't grow weary. Don't grow weary so much to the point where you're just going to fall out, where you're just going to faint, because another version says, don't give up. And so I want to encourage you not to give up. Do not faint. Help and hope is on the way, okay? When you are exhausted, when you are just feeling like I don't have any strength left, then I want to encourage you to know that guess what? God is going to renew your strength. And guess what? Another thing too is He is working all things out for your good. All right, so let's move on to tip number one, which is going to be when it comes down to what to do when you're really weary, is to first weigh your weight. That's what I want you to do, is to weigh your weight. So what do I mean by this? Well, it's just like if you were to step on a scale and you were to see right before you start working out, you're going to see, okay, how much do I weigh? Because I feel heavy and I know that I need to lose some weight. And so the first thing you're going to do is you're going to weigh yourself. And so that's what I want you to do right now, is I want you to weigh your life right now, weigh your weariness. Like, what are you like dealing with right now? Are you doing too much? Are you consuming too much? Are you creating too much? I know we live in a creator economy right now. where everybody's just on Canva and just on this hamster wheel, and we're putting out content on, you know, Facebook and Instagram and X and all of these different platforms and YouTube videos. You know, some of you may be doing this and some of you may not as you're listening to this, but a lot of us are creators, and this is just the economy that we're living in right now. And so sometimes just doing all of the things, right? Whether that's for church or whether that's your own ministry or your business, or are you doing something for your job? Are you helping your kiddos do something? Whatever it is, sometimes we just take on too much and it can just wear us out. So are you feeling worn out right now? Let me tell you something. We know that in the last days, the enemy is going to try to wear out the saints. This is biblical. He's going to try to wear us out. And so we want to be mindful of his schemes and his strategies and his tactics. And as we recognize this, we need to say, okay, what do I need to let go of? That's what I want you to think of. What do you need to keep? And what do you need to let go of? Okay. Drop all of the weight, the stuff that's weighty, the stuff that you don't need to be working on. I just want you to do a personal assessment and see what it is that you need to release or either pause on for right now, or just completely stop. Okay. So think about that. Let's move on to tip number two. The next thing that I want you to do is to try taking a minimalist approach. Now, what do I mean by this? Being a minimalist is all about keeping things very, very simple. A minimalist lifestyle is when a person intentionally lives with fewer possessions, responsibilities, endeavors, and even expenses. Now, for me personally, this past week, what I did was I went through all of my ministry and business expenses because I work from home. I do a lot of ministry work. And so I just went through all of my expenses of all the things that I am like paying for. And some things I'm just paying for that I don't need to pay for anymore. There's like extra memberships. There's like all kinds of stuff that I'm paying for that I'm not even using. And, you know, I'm just like, you know what? I need to minimize these bills. I don't need to be paying for this stuff every month. And so that's exactly what I did. And so I looked at them one by one. It's almost like budgeting, right? But I looked at everything one by one and I realized that I didn't need to do this. And so I reduced my bills. And so I want you to think about that. What is it in your life where you're feeling so overwhelmed that you need to like look at this from a minimalist perspective? Take a minimalist approach. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when I get back, we're going to talk about a few more tips on this topic. Stay tuned for more. All right, welcome back. We're going to go ahead and dive into a few more tips before we get out of here. So tip number three, when you are feeling weary, what to do when you're waiting, right? What to do when you are waiting and you're just getting tired of waiting on God to move. Maybe that's on your purpose. Maybe he hasn't showed you all the steps, or maybe you've been training and you've been getting ready, but nothing is happening yet. There's no open doors. There's no opportunities. And you're just getting tired. You're growing weary in the wait. And you're like, God, when are you going to do this for me? When are you going to move? I'm seeing you doing all this for everyone else, but when are you going to do it for me? And so waiting on God can be wearisome when you are waiting for God to open up that door for your purpose or for your calling. And then sometimes you can get weary in the wait when you're waiting on your mate. If you're not married and you're single and you're waiting on your husband, your godly mate, then it could get tiresome. And I get that. I've totally been there before. Before I got married, I was single, all right? I was even a single mom for a little bit, for 2 years before I got married, actually. I was a single mom when I met him, but then we didn't get married until he was five. So we waited for 3 years before we got married. But my point in saying that is, I get what it's like when you're waiting on your mate, right, to come along, and then he finally comes and is like, yes, right? And so with that being said, sometimes it can be hard. And so you got to know what to do is just to really just trust God for his plan, trust God for his will and his way. He knows exactly what you need and when you need it and who you need. So in the meantime, I want you to continue growing in your faith as you wait. Read up on books and how to be a great wife. I'm talking to women here. If you're a man, then of course, and you're listening to this, then of course, you want to make sure that you're reading up on how to be a great husband, a great provider, a great father for your family, all of those things, right? And to be kingdom. That's what the biggest thing is, right? Is being a kingdom wife and a kingdom husband. And so thinking about what does that look like for you? And so if God opens up that door, then you'll be somewhat ready. Because let me tell you something, when two strangers come together, you are two strangers coming together. And so there's going to be some differences in all those things. And so You definitely want to get ready for that because marriage is a beautiful thing, but it can be tough. So I just want to go ahead and say that, but just continue to wait, continue to trust, continue to keep growing in your own personal walk. And when it's time, nothing's going to get in the way. Okay. The other thing I want to talk about is finances. I know sometimes when you're waiting on God to move in your finances, you're waiting on breakthrough. Maybe things have kind of dried up in your finances. Nothing's happening. I mean, maybe there's some hardships. Maybe there's some things that have fallen through or some things that's just not working out. Then I want to encourage you to know that God knows your situation. Nothing stays the same. So press through it. Do not let it ruin your relationships, your marriage, you know, because sometimes finances can really wreak havoc on marriages and you're tired because God's not moving. And so one partner is frustrated, you know, and all of that's going on is causing all of this tension. And so whether it's the wife or whether it's the husband, you know, it's just this tension. And so I just want to encourage you to know that nothing stays the same. So hang in there. Do not give up. God is able to provide everything and all that you need. Rely on Philippians 4:19. It says, "My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory." Okay, so just trust him and know that he is going to provide. Okay, breakthrough is coming. And then the last thing I want to talk about in this regard, in regards to being weary in the wait, is I know that sometimes when trials hit your life or tests and trials hit your life and hardships hit your life, no matter what that may look like, it could be sorrow, it could be death in the family, it could be an approaching death, it could be cancer, it could be, you know, a sickness, it could be just, you know, whatever. It is so many things that can hit us. The spiritual warfare can be really weighty and heavy and real, right? And so it's in moments like this when you're like, "God, I need you right now. Where are you? I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm drained. I don't know what's going on. I cannot see the forest from the trees. I cannot see my way through this test. I cannot see my way through this trial. Help me, Jesus." Right? And that's exactly what you need to do. Call on Jesus, but wait it out. Persevere. Endure. God is building character in you. God is working out the situation. He is working behind the scenes. It is going to work out for the good in the end. Why? Because you love him and because you are called according to his purpose. So I want to encourage you to hang in there, to hold on. Do not give up. God is with you. God is here. He has not forsaken you. He loves you. He adores you. He loves your loved ones, and he is working all things out. So just don't give up. All right. Don't grow weary in doing well. Keep the faith. Okay. Keep trusting him. Don't lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge him, and he is going to direct your path. All right. God is going to move. He's going to move. And I know sometimes when he doesn't move the way we want and when we want, it can be frustrating. It can be hard. It could be hurting. It could just be just sometimes debilitating. Right. But I don't want you to give up. I don't want you to give up. I want you to press in. I want you to rest. I want you to know that God loves you and that he is with you, okay? And it's going to work out. And you know what? Jeremiah 17:7, I want to give you this verse to hold on to. The Bible says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence." So allow the Lord to be your hope. Allow the Lord to be your confidence, okay? And continue to trust in him. I'm going to move on. All right. So number four, the last one before we get out of here, is I just want to share a few practical ways to overcome weariness. And one of them is going to be a no-brainer, but I'm going to share it with you anyway. What I want you to do is I want you to pull up scriptures on weariness. That's right. And on top of pulling up scriptures on weariness, when you do this, you're going to find a lot within it. Strength. That's right. Isaiah 40:29. This is what it says. It says, "He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak." So when you are weak, he is going to increase your power. He will give you the strength that you need to be able to get through the day. The Holy Spirit power is also within you. So he will help you. The Holy Spirit is going to help you. He will strengthen you. He will comfort you. The other part is to just rest. Go and lay down. Go and take a nap, go crawl into that bed when you can, and sleep. That's right, just sleep. Sometimes resting, just getting in the bed and just laying down for a little bit, maybe if it is scrolling on your phone for a little bit, watching television, watching a movie, just to kind of just get your mind off of things if you need to, just make sure it's good. But just get your mind off of the situation. I know you've been praying. I know you've been seeking God. You've been in the scriptures. And sometimes you just have to give your mind a brain break. You just need to rest your mind from thinking and worrying and being anxious about stuff or being afraid. You know, the Bible says, when I am afraid, I will put my trust in him. When you're afraid, if you're feeling afraid right now and you're just tired because you just don't know how God is going to move in your circumstances or in your situation, I want you to rely on the word of God and believe what his word says. Do everything you can within you to believe what his word says, okay? The next practical tip that I'm going to give is to maybe take a sabbatical. That could be a day. It could be 3 days. It could be a weekend. It could be a week. It could be a month if you need to, if you have the time. Take a break. Do what you need to do to recharge, to get refreshed, to open up the word of God and to allow him to refresh you supernaturally. And I think that would be the other thing that I would tell you, is to allow God to give you supernatural rest. Because here's the thing. Sometimes you could do the praying, the sabbatical, the rest, the climbing in the bed, the taking a nap, all the things, right? You can do all of the things. But until God lifts that, until God moves, until he is ready to do whatever that refreshing or that new energy or that strength or that power, that extra boost and burst of energy and enthusiasm, until he is ready, honestly, sometimes you have to wait it out. Sometimes you have to ride it out. And when you're riding it out, you're trusting him. When you're riding it out, you're believing him. You're believing in him and you're believing him. You're taking him at his word. And no matter what you do, sometimes you just don't feel like that burst of energy until God says it's time, right? It's just like when the rain is falling and it's just like, oh my gosh, it's a storm and you're like, God, please stop the rain, stop the rain, stop the rain. But the rain just keeps on coming down until you just keep driving, keep driving, keep driving, keep driving. There's nothing you can really do but just to keep driving, right? Until you get through the storm. And then all of a sudden, what? The rain begins to stop. All of a sudden, the sun starts coming out and the car starts drying off. And then you're good. And that's exactly the way that it is in life. Sometimes we go through storms in life and we want to get out of them and we can't. We just have to keep riding through it. And so that's what I would encourage you to do, is ride through the storm. Because guess what? The sun is going to shine again in your life. The sun is going to shine. You're going to feel invigorated again. You're going to feel refreshed. You're not going to feel weary all the time. You're not going to be drained. None of that stuff. Spiritual warfare won't always be there. The tests and trials will lift. You will get through it. Trials do end. You will get through it. Finances will change. You will have the increase. You will have the abundance again. I'm speaking that. Amen. Because the Bible encourages us to believe God and to trust him with his word. We can do that. We can trust him with his word. All right. So hang in there. Hang in there. All right. Don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season, remember, you will reap if you faint not. Don't faint. Don't give up. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this episode and I pray that it has helped you. Now, before I get out of here, I do want to let you know that if this episode has helped you in any way, what I would love for you to do, this would be a huge encouragement for me, is if you can leave a testimonial, if you can leave a review some way, you can email me at insideoutwithcourtney@gmail.com, or you can take a picture or screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram or Facebook. Those are my hangout spots. And if I see it out there, trust me, I am going to respond to you because I am all about engaging with my audience. And so I really, really would love that. So if you can do that, that would be amazing. Thank you so much in advance. The last thing I want to say before I get out of here is this. I am hosting an event that is called Christian Women of Impact, and it's happening on April the 26th and April 27th of this year. This is 2024. If you're listening to this at this time, I would love, love, love for you to be there with me live in Austin. You can go ahead and register at insideoutww.org today. Go ahead and grab your tickets as soon as you can. All right. Well, that's it for now. Thank you so much once again for joining me, and I will talk to you next time. Well, I pray that this episode has helped you. Also, if you need prayer or just want to let me know how this episode has served you, you can email me directly at insideoutwithcourtney@gmail.com. Also, be sure to connect with me on social media, subscribe to the Inside Out with Courtney podcast and blog, and don't forget to tell other women about it. I'd also love it if you could leave a review, and also don't forget to grab a freebie of your choice at CourtneyRichard.com. If you're hosting an event, let me know all about it by visiting CourtneyRichard.com/booking. Now, before I go, I just want to take a quick moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with me on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. And let me tell you something, they've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and so much more. All right, and that's it for now. Until next time, remember, Jesus Christ is coming back soon. So let's get ready from the inside out.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.